out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or your favorite podcasting application. However, wherever, whenever you are receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. No news, nothing going on. It's really boring. Nothing happened at all in the past 22 hours. But we'll try to cover something and hopefully make you laugh. It's Faithless Friday, you all, with just one F, not seven, like I just
faithless
used.
Faithless fucking Friday, baby!
I just said faithless, Faithless Friday.
Faceless? It's Faithless Friday.
One F, Faithless Friday.
Sending a monkey to rip the skin off my skull. Remember that one? Remember the monkey you attacked that lady?
Yes.
In Connecticut.
Yes.
Because she had her pet chimp addicted to Xannies and she tried to wean him off the Xanax. And then she ripped her friend's face off.
I get it. Maybe she said something.
That's Faceless Friday, baby.
Don't irritate a jonesing monkey.
Irritate.
Thanks for joining us on this lovely Friday, everyone. Strap in and tweet us during the show and all that shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, America? It is indeed Faithless Friday. I forgot what the fuck. I had something I wanted to say, too. Oh, damn it. I had a joke. I honestly can't remember what it was now. It had something to do with
an anonymous.
I got the best words.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING, or you can sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
Fuck allergies.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fuck everything.
Right. That's not cool.
It's I'm all drugged up. And
why does God allow that to happen?
All wheezy. And I broke down and took a Benadryl, which I never, ever take because they do this to me. They knock me on my ass. But yeah. God damn, I don't know what the fuck's going on. The last 2 days have been some of the worstest allergy shit ever. Last night, I couldn't stop sneezing. Usually my allergies are just like sniffly, sore throaty, drippy.
Yes.
But fuck, last night I was irate because I was sneezing so much. I couldn't stop sneezing.
What do we expect? We live in a world where, it's all this gay sex.
That's right.
Creating storms, global warming, allergies.
Stop butt fucking and irritating my sinuses, everyone.
Who said that yesterday? Didn't we do that story?
Rick Joyner said sin. God. Sin is the cause of all these hurricanes, not no global warming.
Do you guys ever think you God bothers? Do you ever think, what is that? Oh, yeah, his dog.
His dog's in the background.
Dog was breathing. I feel bad for his fucking dog.
He's got multiple.
Ooh. You ever think these right-wing nut job dickbag preachers are like, you know what? I'm not going to be the one that blames the gays for the hurricane. I'm not going to do it this year. But then somebody does it.
No, I think I want to be first to blame the gays for this.
It's the dumbest shit ever.
They're trying not to. They're trying to be the first one out there.
Wow. Congratulations, dickheads.
like I said, tweet us during the show and everything, and buy shit through our Amazon portal if you want to help us out here financially.
Go to
crabdiving.com/Amazon, and every time you go, every time you buy something, we get a little nibble, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid, baby!
Let's see what is going on in the headlines. I feel like I'm talking in slow motion.
Yes.
Do I sound as tired and sleepy as I'm feeling inside my tiny little addled brain right now?
No. You sound fine.
Here we go with the fucking headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So motherfucking deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, September 14th, 2018.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Oh, yes.
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you!
Yay! Oh, I love Lily Tomlin.
That's a great duet. Lily Tomlin, Lori Baker duet.
Maybe we need Lily Tomlin to run for office, you know?
No, I don't think so.
I want her. Oh,
I wouldn't
God.
Wish that on her.
Yeah, that's true. I just want her yelling at, like, Mitch the bitch like that. God damn it! You fucked it up again!
We've got a couple of celebrities yelling at each other on the Twitter already.
About what?
Deborah Messing
is
yelling at Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, Deborah Messing. That's what's up.
Told Susan Sarandon to shut the fuck up about Trump.
Yeah, you idiot.
That it's her fault that Trump is there.
It is.
Basically. And people like her.
I talk to people. I hear from lunatics all the time that says, well, this is just part of it. We needed somebody like Trump to blow it up to totally fix it.
That's exactly
the
what she said.
Where's
Susan
the logic?
Sarandon said.
But seriously.
Maybe it just needed to get so horribly bad and before it gets worse.
But
from my mansion in Malibu.
But where's the... I mean, if you believe that, where's the logic in it?
Well, that's how they justify their assholitude.
And citations. Where's evidence of this happening? Blow it up.
And again, you're not a refugee from Bolivia.
Right,
you're not an LGBT person. You're not. You have a vagina, Susan, but you also have millions and millions of dollars in fame, which can buy you a lot of freedoms in this country.
Do you guys ever think about like what blowing it up means to a dreamer?
Right. Did you see we had a dreamer win an election last night in New York?
Oh, is that the attorney general?
No, it's for a state rep, I think.
Okay.
Won a primary for, she's now a citizen.
Yeah. Cool.
Before any of the ninnies get their granny panties
on. Oh, God. How can she run? She ain't a citizen. She's a dreamer. She illegal. Get her out of here. Fine, get her out. Too late. I'm sure they've already said it. It's probably easier for her to run for office than it is to fucking vote. You know?
But, and, you know, she ran as a Republican. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God, don't do that while I'm drinking.
I almost said it.
Choked
without,
on my goddamn club
without
soda.
Laughing. So the headline among the many today. We knew this was going to happen. I guess we have to backtrack first,
right?
The headline says GOP circles the wagons, confirm the creep.
Yes,
and we knew this would happen. Sure enough, This stuff that we talked about yesterday with Dianne Feinstein from New York, who had gotten some letters or something and handed it over to the FBI and all that shit.
Right.
It turns out, I believe that I have all the information here. The allegation dates back to the early 1980s when he was in high school.
Okay.
At Georgetown Preparatory School.
Yeah. I think that's more appropriate. Really? He comes from the land of hemorrhoids.
Yeah, or gotta slather a bunch of assholes.
He's an anal fissure.
In Bethesda, Maryland, the woman attending a nearby high school.
Ooh.
In the letter, the woman alleged that during an encounter at a party, Kavanaugh held her down and that he attempted to force himself on her. She claimed in a letter that Kavanaugh had a classmate of his, both of whom had been drinking, turned up music that was playing in the room to conceal the sound of her protests.
God.
And Kavanaugh covered her mouth with his hand. She was able to free herself, although the alleged incident took place decades ago and the three individuals involved were minors. The woman said the memory has been a source of ongoing distress for her.
Of course.
And she sought psychological treatment as a result.
Wow. What a bag of shit. Can we not nominate this guy? Can we not have this guy? Can we not have this fucking rapist or whatever the fuck he is? This cracking on the court.
The classmate who is reportedly with Kavanaugh says he has, I have no recollection of that incident.
Who gives a fuck what you think?
Kavanaugh unequivocally denies it.
Of course. Well, yes.
Republicans are like, hey, that was so long ago.
Oh.
So long ago.
You guys.
What was she wearing? I'll bet. I'm sure.
Well, what do we want the GOP to do with this shit? What about Roy Moore? What about their motherfucking president? How many women came forward during the goddamn election? How many? Like 20?
Something like that. It was in the teens, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's nuts.
Appropriately.
It's fucking...
Just like he likes his women. The CNN said that Kavanaugh tried to remove the woman's clothes. Quote, both men were drunk, she said.
Yeah.
Kavanaugh tried to remove her clothes. At one point, he was on top of her laughing as the other male in the room periodically jumped onto Kavanaugh.
And he wants the government to be in charge of vaginas. This fucking rapist.
Kavanaugh held his hand over her mouth at one point. She said it felt like her life was inadvertently in danger.
Wow.
She said she was able to leave the room, go into a hallway bathroom after Kavanaugh and the other male began talking to others in the house. She snuck out and went home. There's no indication. She reported the incident to law enforcement at the time, but she said she did receive medical treatment regarding the alleged assault.
So the Republicans, of course, they don't give a fuck. They still want to put this goddamn monster on the bench for fucking life. They're not worried about this.
It's sources close to Feinstein say she was acting out of concern for the privacy of the woman.
Privacy.
But the New Yorker is reporting that Feinstein conveyed to other Democratic members' offices that the incident was too distant in the past to merit public discussion and that Feinstein had, quote, taken care of it.
What?
She thought that the Democrats should focus on legal issues with Kavanaugh.
I want to know if a guy like that is going to be on the Supreme Court. Because I don't want a guy like that in my fucking government, okay? I mean, you know.
The funny thing is, though, that Grassley from Iowa.
Yes.
Within, like, milliseconds, released a letter from 65 women supporting Kavanaugh. Which is so ridiculous. It's like, hey, look, hey, 65 women he didn't try to rape.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I saw something about some guy who said, well, I feel like I should come forward because I'm one of many people that Jeffrey Dahmer never tried to fucking kill. I should come forward, right? And support. Well, that's ridiculous.
And what's Chuck Grassley doing with that letter? I mean, why is that letter
so handy?
Well,
the thing is, he obviously had it beforehand and knew it was coming. Because within seconds of it being released, he had a letter signed by 65 women saying they love him.
Well, you know what, though? To be fair, if you're putting up any kind of Republican dirtbag to anything...
Are you saying it's a safe bet just to get some women to sign on?
Let's get this letter on board because we're probably going to need it because he probably raped somebody in his fucking horrible past.
Offices of Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, senators from Maine and Alaska, respectively... are considered possible no votes against Kavanaugh. Don't count on it.
Yeah.
They didn't immediately return requests for comment. Of course, the White House says it's an 11th hour attempt to delay the confirmation.
Yeah.
The Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote on Kavanaugh on September 20th, which would then send him to the main body for Mitch the Bitch to call for a vote. At which time he will more than likely be approved. But, I mean, yes. Lisa Murkowski, we find out, has a little more pressure on her because I'd forgotten she got in on a write-in. She won governor or senator.
I didn't know that.
Of Alaska as a write-in.
Damn.
And one of her main supporters is the native Alaskan community.
Okay.
And when Maisie Hirono the other day, it was brilliant. When Maisie Hirono was chiding Kavanaugh during the hearings about, I guess he had made a shitty decision about Hawaiian natives. Like natives of Hawaii shouldn't be considered Native Americans.
Okay.
And therefore, you know, receive protected status or whatever the you know, the benefits you get for being a Native American.
Okay.
Benefits, whatever the reparations you get for being a Native American.
The benefits, smallpox.
That would also apply to the Native Alaskans. So Maisie Hirono was like, you know, you made the decision. This is a horrible decision you made for the Native people of Hawaii. I would think that the natives of Alaska would have an interest in this. And then all of a sudden the natives of Alaska were like, what? And the main body of all that, you know, all the Native Alaskans wrote her a letter and is like, do not confirm that, asshole.
Wow.
And they were one of her big constituencies and helped put her in that chair. So if they're saying subtly, you better not vote for him or we're not going to vote for you.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll help.
That's awesome. That would be great.
Lisa Murkowski.
You stand up to this guy.
But we need two of them.
Right. Ugh.
Because,
boy, if you're a rapist or a dirtbag or a scumbag or something, you want to get in office or get some appointment, sign up while Trump's in charge. You'll get through, right?
Yeah, if it's you know, if it's tied, then mother's husband comes and breaks the tie. We know what way he's going to vote.
Right.
So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPost.
Yes. I mean, wouldn't the fact that this guy is a possible, like, sexual abuser, wouldn't that, like, conflict with Pence's evangelical beliefs, you know? I don't know.
But
wouldn't that go against Jesus?
He's gonna vote to put menfolk firmly in charge of uteruses again.
Oh, yeah. There's
That's Mike Pence's number one vibe.
So supposedly this Kavanaugh had this woman with his hand over her mouth.
Yeah.
We want that guy to be the Supreme Court justice? Normal people don't fucking do that, you know? That he's fucked in the head.
The Kavanaugh accused was the headline earlier over at the HuffPo.
Okay.
Let's see what the drudge is dredging up.
Boo!
At the Drudge Report, Florence Weekend. Oh, that poor sad dog. What a great picture, though. But it's a picture of a big, giant, sad dog sitting in the middle of a street while it's in a hurricane.
Oh, my God!
Somebody save that dog. Somebody help that dog. God damn it.
I mean, is that photoshopped? Did somebody just drop that in there?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Somebody rescue that fucking dog.
Florence Weekend, days of downpour. It says, things are not going great over in North Carolina with the flooding, even though I think it even downgraded to a one again before it ultimately hit. That only means 100-mile-an-hour wind, Gus.
Oh, yes.
But the fact that the big giant storm is moving about as quickly as Trump can run.
Trump doesn't even run, though.
It's going about 3 miles an hour, which, you know, a 17-year-old obese chihuahua could outrun it.
Chihuahua's like, fuck you, man. Fuck you, crab diving.
You know those chihuahuas that look like little bloated ticks that are...
Yes. Don't make fun of me.
The forecasters warn that drenching rains anywhere from 1 to 3.5 feet of rain. That's not the water level. That's the rain coming out of the sky.
Fuck you, God. What in the fuck, Jesus? How could you do this? All those people in North Carolina and South Carolina believe in your ass big time.
I think 500,000 people are out of power. The lots of videos of people last night with the storm, and they're showing what's going on in their town, and all of a sudden you see and sparks as the as the transformers are exploding.
Oh, fuck
and
that.
A section of the neighborhood goes out, and then
why does it explode? It just gets wet.
Water gets it gets water in there, and it shorts out. The hurricane was wreaking havoc, could wipe out entire communities.
Okay.
It says.
Perfect.
Parts of North Carolina saw storm surges as high as 10 feet. There was a camera that they put on a pole, Hurricane Watcher dude.
Pervs.
And it was still running. I forget what point. It finally died, but it was pitch black. But you could hear water lapping up against the camera. And the guy said, I put the camera almost 10 feet above the ground on a pole.
Holy fuck, dude. What the fuck?
We have some deaths already. A mother and her baby were killed when a tree fell on their house.
What about that dog you saw earlier? Nobody knows?
A 77-year-old man was apparently knocked down by the wind and died.
What the fuck is that old man doing out in the goddamn storm, man?
When he went out to check on his dogs.
Oh, God. That's heartbreaking.
Why aren't the dogs in?
Yeah.
And a man was electrocuted while trying to connect extension cords in the rain.
Oh, man, dude. He wouldn't put his Christmas lights out or something. I don't know. I don't want to make a joke. Fuck. It's horrible. Ugh. I was listening to a Mad Al. She had interviewing somebody about, you know, this guy's like, there's no way you can survive a 6-foot surge or higher of water. For some reason, it's impossible. I don't know why. You know, drown.
You know, all the rescues there on Twitter, people, you know, phones went out. So people were, and electricity was out. So people were on their phones, Twittering.
Yes.
Twittering for help.
Oh, my God. Because 911 is backed up, or 911 is a joke.
People were like, you know, giving their address and stuff. We're in the attic and things like that.
God.
But they, and, you know, some of them are probably older and ill and poor and stuff. And I feel bad for those.
Dude.
But really, the ones that just decided it was like that idiot who she said it's an adrenaline rush to stay through it. The surfer.
We're going to stay because it's, you know, like an adrenaline rush. But if the storm surge is a certain height.
If any of our taxpayers went to save her, I'm irritated by that.
They're going to. You know what I mean? They're going to. But like, you can't survive it, though. It's not like riding out a storm that's mainly windy.
Well, if you're in the second or third floor, whatever. But where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
You're going to fucking hang out.
And no, there was no shark swimming down the road. That's a fake Photoshop from 2 or 3 hurricanes ago that they're trying to resurrect.
Dude, that's scary, man. That's fucking scary.
After reaching
shark.
A Category 4 peak of 140 miles an hour, Florence made landfall as a Cat 1.
Damn.
A few miles east of Wilmington.
Right.
Coming ashore along a mostly boarded up, emptied out stretch of coastline. Mostly.
Wow.
But it's just going to keep going. I mean, it's just hanging out. It's it's still dumping water. It's going a whole 3 miles an hour. And even they were tracking it. By the time it's in like towards Charlotte and towards Knoxville, Tennessee, even, that it could still be a tropical storm.
That's crazy. All the way up into the mountains, it usually they usually fucking peter out.
Yeah. And just hanging.
So is this the norm? Are all the storms going to fucking be like this now?
I don't know.
Ah, damn. Can we build a wall around the Gulf of Mexico to keep these fucking storms out until
we
figure out what the fuck is going on?
So those are your headlines.
Yes. Lovely. Hey, by the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon for all your flood supplies. Buy them through our portal. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat motherfucking chunk of, baby.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Those are your headlines. It is Faithless Friday, but we got all kinds of shit going on here today.
Damn, was that funny video you pieced together of the Jim Baker show? You know, the real long, dramatic
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, I've been seeing Facebook. That all over the internet. God, that's funny as shit.
I saw another one the same guy did for Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
A day or two ago.
Right.
I forget the guy's name. But, he did a mashup of Alex Jones doing shit.
It's fucking
shit.
Hilarious.
Man, he's crazy. Alex Jones, too. We may have an Alex Jones some stuff. I don't know. I've been wanting to... I've had my face in tissue for the past 24 hours.
Right.
What else is going on? I'm trying to get this going. You already said the... here we go. Robert Mueller.
Oh, who's that?
You may have heard of him.
Yes. Fake news.
The big giant news today is that little Pauly Numbnuts, Paul Manafort...
Go fuck yourself, Pauly. You flipper.
Amazingly.
You big fat flipper.
Yeah, amazingly.
He's a flipper.
It appears that he be cooperating. I'm really surprised.
Paul Manafort's a spinner. Who knew?
It seemed like he was hanging out for a pardon. But with this deal that he apparently made, everyone's saying that's probably not in the cards anymore, because in order for... Mueller to have agreed to a deal of any kind, he would have had to give him something worthwhile. Like if
why didn't he do this earlier then?
Hail Mary, maybe? He thought he could get an acquittal with a jury.
So the trial.
So why not? And yeah, maybe he was holding out for a pardon. And part of the other obstruction shit could be, you know, these subtle signals that Rudy and Trump and the White House were sending about pardons.
Right.
Like Trump saying, I'm not even thinking about that right now. I'm not thinking about that right now.
Oh, okay.
And Rudy's saying the same thing. Well, we don't know. We have to wait till the trial's over and see what happens, kind of a thing. So possibly... That could be on Mueller's list, too, of if there's been any communications between the Trump team and the Manafort team, like, hey, you know,
right,
we'll pardon you, don't worry about it.
So, like,
that's obstruction.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's not supposed to work like that, right? The president pardons someone who he feels doesn't deserve the sentence right?
Some prosecutor or some state's attorney was saying that it's usually... Someone who has, like, been in jail for 5 years, it's usually somebody who has been punished for their crimes.
Yeah,
and it's not an absolution. It's a just waiving of the rest of the punishment. So they're not saying you didn't do it. And in fact, that's what that cuddle bear Joe Arpaio.
Hey, little Joey Arpaio.
Somebody. He is not even acknowledging. He won't acknowledge the fact that Trump's giving him a pardon means he was guilty of the crime.
Yeah.
Stated. That's the definition.
I've always heard that people want to know why, if you issue a pardon, why isn't that accompanied with an admission of guilt?
Why?
Yeah, why not? Like, why don't they make that part of the fucking thing?
Oh, I think, some of them already have if they've pled and pleaded and stuff that. Like Manafort today had to stand up and say, guilty, I did this, I did that, I'm guilty of this, I'm guilty of that. And what's interesting is that he also said, I'm guilty of some of the charges that were hung in the past. In the past latest trial that he had.
Right.
And that really tells people that he's working with Mueller, because they were saying, look, if they were trying to get him to flip, they would be exerting maximum pressure. They would be going after him for those 10 extra charges.
So they must be exerting
the hung jury
pressure on him.
And it's not a good sign for him when it was really just one holdout pain in the ass juror. Who, for some reason, hadn't been convinced.
He's an info warrior or some shit like that. Who knows?
And because even the only juror that came forward, a woman, was a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
She voted for Trump and said she will again. She loves Trump.
Oh, God.
But she said, but the evidence was overwhelming that Manafort was a crook.
Now, listen, let me ask you something.
She's not the one who voted to acquit him. She voted right. to convict him. She said there was another asshole that refused.
Yeah, yeah.
To see the evidence.
Now, has Paul Manafort been sentenced for the first trial? For his
No, that was another thing they're waiting on.
Okay, okay.
He has whittled down, though. The charges he pled to, one was was defrauding the U.S. government.
Yes.
And the other one was obstruction with the witness tampering bullshit that he did.
Oh, okay. God, if he hadn't have done that.
And now he's facing, I think it's under 10 years total before he was facing like 30.
Right.
And that, you know, it's still contingent on his cooperation. It could all fall apart if Mueller finds out he's lying to him or something, you know.
Or he doesn't give him what he wants.
It all falls apart. And everybody's saying Trump should be worried.
Yeah.
Already. Oh,
I think he is worried, right?
Already.
I mean, he's losing his mind.
Yeah, the spokeswalrus came out and she.
Yes. Who's that?
I apologize to walruses.
Oh, yes. Apologize to them, please.
The spokesgamorian guard came out and she was. She said, well, this has nothing. This was years ago. And this has. These charges have nothing to do with collusion or Russia. But the shit that he pled guilty to is shit that he was doing while he was chairman of the Trump campaign.
And also by the nature of who Paul Manafort is, how can you say none of this has anything to do with Russia?
Well, right.
I mean, he has lots of connections to Russia.
And he's got to tell them everything.
Right.
Everything.
I heard Matt Al wondering if Paul Manafort's under threat from the Russian government or something. If Putin's going to try to polonium him or something, you know?
Like that Pussy Riot guy.
Oh, God, that's fucking crazy.
There's a...
Where do you get polonium anyway?
Member of Pussy Riot in Russia, the Russian activist group. It's
Russia.
Were they a band or something like
that?
Yeah,
yeah, Pussy Riot's a band.
Now they're a punk rock group.
Yeah.
But one of their activists, a dude, is now... in hospital.
Hello.
Pyotr Verzilov of the Russian protest band Pussy Riot is now in a Moscow hospital after experiencing loss of vision and movement. His bandmates are saying he was poisoned.
Oh shit.
He fell ill after attending a court hearing, according to his partner and bandmate Veronica Nikulshina.
Good job. Shit.
Versilov is one of the four members of the band who invaded the pitch during the 2018 World Cup final. Oh, they got arrested for that too,
right,
when they ran out there. So there you go. Maybe another poisoning. I'm sure nothing. You know, I'm sure Putin will be looking into this.
He oh, yes.
Doesn't want his citizens being poisoned left and right.
All right. I'm sure he gives a shit.
I am going to go turn the air conditioning up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
God, I was going to say it's fucking hot in here.
I'm about to hurl, and
isn't
I forgot
Putin,
to turn the air.
Yeah. Isn't Putin like one of the richest guys in the fucking world?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Does he have like a lot of houses and shit? Does he have like a secret cave hideaway like Berlusconi? That would be cool. You know, the Berlusconi had the underwater cave with the submarine and all that fucking bullshit. Damn, yeah,
that's
you know,
where he had his bunga bunga parties.
Yes. God, I was reading that Bannon has his hooks into some fucking fascist leader in Italy now, some other dude.
There's a right big, wing. Yeah, yeah.
He's a big Mussolini sucker. That's disturbing.
So that's all we have. He is conscious again.
Okay.
I guess.
Pussy Riot guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's still in intensive care.
Yes.
Group member Maria Alakina said she thought he was definitely poisoned. There's nothing other than politics behind it.
They probably know how to treat people for polonium in Russia. I mean, it seems like it happens a lot.
Doctors told his relatives he either overdosed on medicine or was given too much medicine.
That's suspect. Well, isn't that special?
And Trump is like, I wish I could do that here.
Oh, yeah. He's like, where's my polonium? You know, he's probably thought that, said that or something. He wanted to, what did he say?
Well, he wanted to fucking kill Bashar al-Assad. Let's fucking kill him.
Yeah. Are you still listening to that book?
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I haven't since yesterday. No, I've been
right.
Ill. The story is also that Mueller, with this one fell swoop, also throws out a major pissy baby complaint from our commander in shit and the Trump flakes, Cult 45, which is all this money they're spending, all these millions and millions of dollars they're spending on this fake witch hunt.
Yeah.
They don't talk about the millions that they spent on Benghazi.
Right, absolutely. That. And they're talking about, didn't they say when Poopadoopoulos got sentenced, whatever his sentence was, it was like 14 days or something like that. And Trump was like, that's hardly worth the money.
Right, right. On June 1st, he tweeted, AP has just reported that the Russian hoax investigation has now cost our government over $17 million and going up fast. No collusion, except by the Democrats. And then the one you're talking about, 14 days for $28 million, $2 million a day. No collusion, a great day for America.
What is he even talking
about?
I believe
he was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
He needed a little slash S on that to let everybody know that.
Is that what you
sarcastic.
Do?
Yeah, you put a backslash and an S is the tag for sarcasm on...
So it's a backslash.
Social media.
So it's a backslash and then an S.
Slash S?
I've never heard that before.
Let's people know you're being sarcastic when it's hard to discern.
Maybe sometimes that's why people don't think, when I post an Onion story on our Facebook page, sometimes people think it's a real headline. Maybe I should add a backslash S or something for the dumbasses.
And we don't know where $28 million came from, by the way, because so far they think that it's cost the government about $25 million.
Oh, okay. Well, he's off $3 million.
It's a number.
That's not bad for him.
For a Trumpian number, right. That's within
how much money?
The margin of 80% error. Yeah.
Did he raise for his inauguration?
$100 million.
Where is that?
I don't know where it went.
Does anybody know?
Hey, Three Doors Down, man.
They're so expensive.
They gave up a couple of really big bar mitzvahs to perform.
How many people are in that band? How many people are in Three Doors Down?
Probably a few. I don't know.
So, okay. So that would mean...
Don't forget Jackie Ivanko is there, too.
Oh, yes. Well...
And some baton twirlers.
So let's just say... I mean, they could have given $20 million per man in Three Doors Down for that gig. That's a good fucking gig, dude.
So they estimate 25-ish million that it's cost for the Mueller investigation thus far. But
Mueller
today, the United States of America just raked in.
Yes.
I believe it's $47 million in cash and properties that Mr. Manafort will be forfeiting.
Oh, shit.
As part of the plea agreement. Forfeiture of certain properties to the government.
Is he going to lose?
5 properties.
Right.
One on Union Street in Brooklyn.
Damn.
They think that's $4 million. Howard Street in Manhattan, $3 million. Jobs Lane and Water Mill, $7.3 million.
Where the fuck is that? Water Mill.
That may be on the Hamptons. I know one of his Hamptons houses.
I want the one in Brooklyn, man.
Baxter Street, Manhattan, $4.1 million.
Fancy.
And the fancy apartment in Trump Tower, $3.7
million. Oh, shit. What about the property... Yeah, he had the swimming pool moved a few feet because...
Yeah, I don't know if that's one of those...
You remember that story?
The shade wasn't in the right place, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. So it's... we're making about $20 million on the deal so far.
Well, great.
We're up.
So wait, now are you making the case that this... this is a good thing for our government that we're going through this because it's profitable?
No, I'm just saying that the argument from the lunatics that it's costing too much money and needs to stop is now moot because it's more than paid for itself already.
And I would say to the lunatics, had it not even paid for itself, we still need to fucking do it. We don't have a choice, fuckheads. You know what I mean? This is the kind of shit you got to do. When you got a treasonous fucking president, you got to figure it out.
The, no, this is not good. Ron DeSantis, you may remember him.
The racist.
Ron DeRacist, running for, governor here in Florida.
Fuck you.
Is, one of these scary assholes that wants to rewrite the U.S. Constitution.
Listen to me.
The Republicans want, or have been trying to take over enough states to get them to convene a convention, a constitutional convention, at which point they will fuck us and they will remove representative government as much as they can from.
Will they bring back slavery?
The list. I don't think they can do that, but well, probably they could.
Why not?
If it's a constitutional
convention,
I don't think they would.
Why? No. They will do anything. They suck. They're horrible people. These are horrible fucking people. Krakens.
The this is a big Koch brothers joint. They've been working on this one for a long, long time, trying to get enough evil America haters to get together and want to rewrite the Constitution to get rid of some pesky shit like protection of the states.
Yeah.
The ambition, they say, is to get the leaders of 34 state legislatures to formally petition Congress for an Article 5 convention. The ambition is to strip constitutional authority from Great Society and New Deal programs like Social Security and Medicare. They want that gone.
Damn.
They want to reverse progressive era reforms dating to the turn of the century, including the 16th, which allows the government to collect income tax.
Okay.
And the 17th, which made U.S. senators elected by popular vote instead of by their state legislatures.
Hold on a second.
They want to get rid of the popular vote for senators again.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
It is.
For Florida, that would be a horrible idea. So people like Matt Gaetz would pick who our senator is, right?
And they say it's not an overstatement. Mark Meckler, the head of Citizens for Self-Governance.
Meckler.
Leading the push for a convention of states. He recently was on Mark Levin's vomit fest. And he said that the movement's goal, quote, is to reverse 115 years of progressivism.
Oh, my God. Why? This guy's like the self-governance. What's he? Who's he from?
The Citizens for Self-Governance. Cool. It's these fucking libertarian Ayn Rand masturbators.
But how does that jive?
Ayn Rand.
Yeah. How does that jive, though, with not voting for a senator? Because you would think self-governance.
They don't like.
Means voting, right?
Well, right. But when people vote, they tend to vote for stuff that's going to help them.
Well, yeah.
And they don't like that.
But
they want stuff that's going to help corporations.
Oh, that's right. Okay, this is all fucking bullshit. This is just a grab. This is a kleptocracy. This is a kleptocracy move, you know?
So now DeSantis apparently said in February, I've spent years fighting the D.C. swamp, as a candidate for governor of Florida, I know the states need to use Article 5 to take the power away from D.C.
See, I think DeSantis is one of these guys that want to bring slavery back because he's a big fucking racist.
They would get rid of same-sex marriage. They would get rid of abortion. They would get rid of all of that and leave it up to the states, allegedly leave it up to the states.
Listen to me.
But I'm sure knowing them that they would think, well, you know, the little bit of federal power we should have is to make sure that homosexuals can't marry anywhere because that's bad, and make sure that no woman can do anything to what's growing in her vagina.
Well, what about, like, I don't know. Listen, if you live in Florida, please listen to me. Vote for this God. What's his name?
Gillum.
Vote for Gillum. For love of Christ.
Andrew Gillum.
Vote for Andrew Gillum. Don't vote for DeSantis. The first, right. Yeah, he's a racist. He's a bigot.
Hopefully this blue wave will chip away at a few of these states that they've right. got, because I think they've got 29 or 30 of these states that are under their control, and they've already said, yeah, you know, we'll sign on to this Constitution Convention.
That's crazy.
Right.
That's archaic. I mean, will they get rid of the Electoral College?
This guy, Fox News host Steve Hilton.
Yes.
Said, go back to the Constitution. Everything that can be done by the states and local government should be taken away from the federal government. Education, health care, social services, transportation, welfare, and more, all of it should be decentralized. We've had enough of the incompetence and corruption in Washington. Time after time, politicians come in and say they're going to change it, and they never do. So we, the people, have to take our power back through the efforts of the Convention of States Project.
You know, these goddamn lunatics are under the impression that poor people are the one leeching from the system. Like, it's poor people taking...
Brown.
Yeah.
People.
But it's this corporate welfare, right?
Well, right.
They're not paying their fair share.
Right.
We're not getting enough.
They don't think
they
should be paying any.
But my God, they're getting rich off the backs of poor people.
You're stealing my money. Taxes are theft.
Okay, then take your fucking corporation, move to Afghanistan, and see how that shit goes, dickhead.
Stay off our roads.
Yeah, and our sidewalks.
Turn off the water that goes to your house and to your places.
Shut down the traffic lights.
Turn off all state everything that is done with tax dollars, you fucking assholes. But they're rich. They can do it. That's why they don't care. They don't want to pay for water for brown people. They don't want to pay for education for Hispanic people. They don't want to pay for health care for anybody that isn't a white fucking Protestant Christian rich dick like them.
So what do you want to do with poor people in this country?
Let them die.
What, you want to just run them off a cliff?
Hey, they should get a job.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
They're evil and completely devoid of empathy.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus wanted.
Oh,
Jesus always said, hey, kick those poor in the ass. Get them. Tell them to get a job. Some guy's asking you for a dime. Make sure you spit at him and say, get a job, you lazy taker. Yeah. That's just what Jesus would do.
And how do these people, how are they able to sway the evangelicals to vote for them? How do we get the evangelicals on board with this bullshit? I mean, that whole religion is like, turn the other cheek, you know, give to the poor.
Well, if you follow the religion, I mean, if you follow what the character of Jesus said in the Bible. But what about any evangelical in America has to do with following the teachings of Jesus? Tell me right now, in the evangelical movement, what teaching of Jesus is number one on their their wish list?
Smart guy.
How
I'll
are they
you.
Following Jesus?
Kenneth Copeland. He prayed to Jesus to have the fuselage of his fucking plane,
the rust,
mended.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
his second private plane.
His second. He's got two.
That he, because he prayed to the Lord for, and he needed a second.
Guys, if you're going to church and the guy in charge has two planes and you're putting money into his offertory plate, that's crazy. That's bananas.
So there you go, Ron DeSantis. So keep an eye on your state. This is why
the racist.
Yeah, everybody, you know, likes to vote for the pretty national stuff, but you really got to pay attention to what's going on locally, because if these right wingers are taking over, they want to turn this into this creepy Mad Max hellscape of overlords, warlords running each individual state. The Cokes would have Kansas, and Mercer would have Minnesota or whatever.
And the problem is, right, some of these states would turn into the Handmaid's Tale.
Sure.
And some of them wouldn't.
Yep.
That's why I can't watch that Handmaid's Tale. Fuck that. That show's terrifying.
Absolutely.
Man.
Alabama.
Women, the whole Bible Belt.
They'd be arresting women for showing ankle again.
Yeah. People would be fleeing to California.
And if you think we're exaggerating, yesterday we did a story about a public school in fucking Utah that punished a little 8-year-old girl because she showed her shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Her shoulder against Mormon teaching.
Oh, man. The nicest way I can think to say this is just take your Mormonism, and just cram it in your asshole. Well,
take all of that religion
and keep it away from me.
Keep it. Do what you want. If you don't want to show your shoulder, fine. I don't want to see your stupid Christian shoulder. But you can't tell other people.
Right.
You can't punish other people for not following your religious bullshit. This ain't fucking Iran. And with all the Saudi Arabia.
And with all the body shaming of women these faiths do, I mean, why then? Why are some of them such creeps and perps? Like the Catholic Church, I'm sure they want the women to be modestly dressed, but then they got all these priests raping kids. Explain that. All
right. It's profound hypocrisy.
You got to shut religion down.
And that's
man.
The vibe of the right.
Oh, yes.
Right now.
They don't give a fuck.
That's Ron DeSantis. So, goddamn Florida. I mean,
not really?
You know, everybody wake the fuck up.
I mean, he's like a giant bag of shit. The first thing he said after he won that nomination, right? He compared Andrew Biden to a monkey. That is crazy. And it's actually
not, Ryan. Everybody says monkey things up.
That's why, you know, of all the horrible shit our president said, but when he compared those MS-13 gang members to animals, that's why we can't tolerate that, because that's what the Republicans do. They think of people of color as animals.
Yeah.
They think of gay people as not human. Their rights aren't human rights to them.
Back to the Mueller thing, John Dean.
Yeah.
John Dean from
Nixon.
Watergate fame, yeah.
Was he the attorney general or the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did time. But finally flipped and saw the light, but he had already done too much bad shit by that time, so he had to go do some time. John Dean, former White House counsel to President Richard Nixon, tweeted...
God, he's still alive, dude.
Manafort, yeah, he just testified. He testified against Kavanaugh.
Oh, wow.
Because of the extreme, in his view... the extreme choice that Kavanaugh makes that the president shouldn't be
held accountable,
investigated, or accountable for fucking anything.
Because if any president needs it, it's this guy.
John Dean tweeted, Manafort is flipped. Boom. The sound of broomsticks breaking the sound barrier, crashing to earth. No witches. The entire Trump family is now in jeopardy.
Oh, shit.
No pardon from Paul for Trump. For Paul from Trump. Nice things to say about Manafort by Rudy. Nightmares at the White House will be unending.
So wait a second. Why is Trump's family exposed all of a sudden because Manafort flips?
Because Manafort knows everything.
Okay.
About everything.
Right. Shit.
And with all the other shit, they're in jeopardy, too, because of all the financial bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Trump Foundation.
Yeah.
Equally as corrupt as the Clinton Foundation, right?
Well, we don't have any evidence that the Clinton Foundation is corrupt, other than the fact that it has the name Clinton on it, which apparently is enough to anybody on that side to know.
Trump caterwauled about the Clinton Foundation all throughout the motherfucking election, right? So there must be something there, surely. /S.
And don't call me Shirley.
Right.
Jennifer Rubin, conservative writer, also is writing, the reported cooperation agreement could be devastating to the president and those around him. Manafort, for example, could implicate not only the president in the Trump Tower meeting, but also others who were involved, such as Don Jr. or Jared Kushner.
Oh, shit.
The same is true on the mysterious platform change. We were talking about this earlier offline.
Crab diving offline fucking conversation.
Where nobody's answered the question of right before the convention, after Trump had won the primary, RNC, you know, they have their platform.
Sure.
And they said that they talked to the Trump team and they were like, you know, well, is there anything you want to add or work on with the platform?
Okay.
And they were like, no, it's good.
They loved it.
Except.
Yes.
They did change and nobody everybody that's asked the question, nobody has the answer as to who changed it or why.
Okay.
I don't know how that got changed. Oh my gosh, how did that get crossed off? One section they got rid of was the only change that they made to the entire Republican platform. The only tweak,
yes,
was there was language in there that we would fully and militarily and financially support the people of Ukraine to prevent Uncle Nipples from taking it the way he took Crimea.
So that went away from the Republican platform.
That somehow, for some reason, went away. Nobody knows why, or nobody's saying who made the phone call or who wanted it done. But somehow, the number one thing that Putin would want removed from the Republican platform got fucking removed from the Republican platform.
Wasn't that the sanctions too, though? Isn't that important to the Russians because they got all this fucking money that's
the
tied
Magnitsky
up?
Act? Yeah, yeah, and the additional toothless sanctions that were imposed later.
Shit, man.
Jennifer Rubin also says that they got $46 million civil asset forfeiture covering the
That's
cost
a lot, man.
Of the investigation, which Trump keeps criticizing.
What happened to that ostrich coat? The jacket made of ostrich skin.
Oh, he may have to pawn it.
Damn.
What we will find out in the days and weeks ahead is just how much Manafort knows and how much he can tell us about what Trump knew regarding Russian influence on his behalf.
Do you think you have to dry clean that?
For what?
That jacket, that ostrich probably. Jacket. Yeah.
For Republicans who have been carrying water for the president, it might be time to put down the buckets and run for their political lives.
You're on fire, baby. You hitched your wagon to the wrong lunatic.
She says, finally, voting for impeachment and removal might be a good option for Republicans.
I can't wait for the rats to start jumping off the fucking ship.
Before we get there, however, there are the midterms, which are shaping up to be a wipeout for the GOP.
Are we going to see certain politicians running for re-election in these fucking midterms that used to suck Trump dick? Are they no longer going to suck Trump dick?
Well, probably.
Oh,
sure.
God. And then what do their constituents do? All of a sudden, they don't have a big Trump dick in their mouth. Are their constituents going to say, hey, why aren't you sucking that Trump dick?
Some of them, sure. We saw yesterday that Bat Boy here in Floridia is now getting a lot of shit from the Trump cult because he had the audacity to say, I think 3,000 people probably really did die in Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God.
You hate the president. Lie. How dare you contradict him? Blah, 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 blah. You rhino. You Democrat. You liberal. There's people calling Rick Scott a liberal.
That's nuts. They're on LSD.
Because he's not sucking Trump cock.
He's not liberal. That makes me crazy.
Well, yeah.
Fuck that. I lost my... See, that makes me lose my fucking mind for some reason. Now I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. Fuck them. But really, you guys... If your representative used to suck Trump dick and now he doesn't, you should want to know why. Why all of a sudden are you turning on the guy?
Well, they're going to say we didn't have any evidence at that point. And we gave him the benefit of the doubt and you're innocent until proved guilty.
Oh.
And, well, they proved him guilty, so I voted to impeach him.
There is nothing.
That's what's going to happen.
You guys, you fucking Republican voters, you should be better to yourself or so. I don't know.
The ones that are left.
Yeah. But they give these...
Their numbers are going to dwindle in November, hopefully.
They give their dickhead fucking... They give these guys the benefit of the doubt so much. So much. They let their representatives lie to them. They let them be hypocrites. Despite evidence. And they always let them off the fucking hook.
God, I'm waiting for it. There's the headline. At least 4 deaths confirmed so far as... with the storm, and I'm wondering if Trump is preparing his. See, it's only 4 dead. I'm sure in a few months the Democrats are going to say it was thousands.
Hey, what you said to me earlier today was nuts. He retweeted some fucking shit.
Oh, he fucked up. Yeah, he's all day today. All he's been doing is retweeting, you know, news reports and radar of what's going on. This is him being on top of it, Ryan. I'm on top of it. I'm going to retweet the National Weather Service. Look, I'm handling it. See?
You know, if I was president,
That's after, all that is.
If I was president after Obama, I would call that motherfucker all the time. I'd be like, what did you do? Send me the thing of what you did, and I'm going to fucking do it. Fuck it. Why doesn't he do what Obama did during these fucking storms?
And all he's doing is saying how great FEMA's doing. It has nothing to do with the people or whatever. It's look how great we're doing. See, I'm working. Look, I'm retweeting.
Wasn't it Cory Booker who during that, what was that fucking horrible, the Sandy, the horrible storm in New Jersey and New York, that hurricane? Wasn't Cory Booker driving around in a pickup truck helping people? He was literally on the ground running around like a lunatic. Or am I mixing him up with somebody else? No, he was, because he was the mayor of Newark at the time. He was rescuing people.
Yes.
Donald, you're retweeting. You're an embarrassment.
It's really crazy. I'm scrolling through his tweets, and it's just all... Senator Debbie Stabenow and the Democrats are totally against approving the farm bill. They're fighting tooth and nail not to allow our great farmers to get what they so richly deserve. Work requirements are imperative, and the Dems are a no, not good. Well, because attached to the farm bill is you got to work for your Medicaid.
Then it's, dude, if you got to work, that's not aid. That's not aid. Do you think poor people need something else they have to work for?
It's that bullshit, false trope that all these 100% able-bodied lazy brown people just want to sit back and take checks, that they're not out working, when we know that the vast majority of everybody are working poor. Look at the unemployment rate, orange cunt.
Hey,
it's low. That means a lot of people are working. How does that jibe with your, oh my God, immigrants are taking all our jobs? How does that jibe with we need work requirements for people that for their health care and for food stamps?
I tell you what, Reagan, he's the guy that painted the picture of this welfare queen, right? Mm-hmm. The welfare queens is just leeching off the state and all this other shit. Why don't we look at people like Wells Fargo as the fucking welfare queen? Didn't Wells Fargo do some really illegal shit in the not too distant past?
Yes.
And didn't they get a big fucking tax break?
Yes.
Why? Why is it that
enraging us?
Because
somebody went to golf with some senator.
How much?
And donated $100,000 to their campaign fund. So
why are people bitching about the little bit of Medicaid some private citizen might get because they're fucking poor?
Because they're racist.
God.
And they don't like brown people getting something that they think is being taken from them.
Shit. It's Faithless Friday. It's Faithless fucking Friday. What's up with all this shit, Sky God?
He's really going after Jamie Dimon now.
Trump?
What is Jamie? Goldman Sachs? One of those.
Yeah. No, he's Bank of America. He's a piece of shit.
Some banker. Jamie Dimon is, I guess, hinted that he could win if he ran for president or do a better job or something like that.
I'm vomiting. I'm
so
vomiting.
Now Trump has added him to the hate list.
Would you want Jamie Dimon as president?
Well, no, he's like a smart Trump.
Oh,
God. He's the epitome of a soul-free, ethics-free, sociopathic finance fuck. I mean, that's the reason we have these problems now is because of people like him.
The idea of that guy winning makes me cynical or makes me nervous for the country or something. I feel like we could go through all this Trump shit. We have a progressive guy as president for a couple of years. Everybody's going to soften up. Some lunatic like Jamie Dimon, who doesn't seem as crazy as Trump, could win again.
That's
terrifying.
He's going to run.
Yeah. Isn't he a Republican?
No, he's an independent, but he's going to run as a Democrat.
Gross.
He's very liberal on social issues.
Yeah.
But he had other issues. Wasn't he the stop and frisk guy?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yesterday, Trump tweeted, "The problem with banker Jamie Dimon running for president is that he doesn't have the aptitude or smarts.
ain't got the smarts.
And is a poor public speaker and a nervous mess. Otherwise, he's wonderful. I've made a lot of bankers and others look much smarter than they are with my great economic policy."
Wow. He's got the smarts. He ain't got the smarts. Does he have the mots? Does he? Remember that commercial?
And then
the Mott's. It's like, it's the apple juice. It's a brand of apple juice.
Oh, I don't remember
kids
that.
Like, you got the Mott's, baby.
That must be before my time.
Oh, yes.
then he tweeted, we talked about this a day or two ago, already completely debunked about the text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Right. I get deuce chills. I have to put my head in, I have to face palm when I think about that goddamn trial, that hearing with Strzok and the Republican reps. How then disgusting.
Then he retweeted himself from the 11th about a quote from Lou Dobbs.
Okay.
Then something about Obama.
Wait. Something about Obama?
Well, it's a video.
Oh, okay, okay.
There's nothing. It doesn't say anything. Let's see what it says.
Because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says,
listen to that music. When Obama says some of these jobs aren't going to come back, he's talking about coal. He's talking about, I don't know, horse and buggy sales.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about telegraph operators.
What's up with the banjo music? That's a banjo,
this
right?
This is again, this, they hate him, so they put stupid music behind him to make him sound.
I like this music.
To make him sound like he doesn't know what he's talking about.
God.
Just not going to come back. And when somebody says he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? What magic wand do you have?
We created more than 400,000. That's very soon going to be 600,000 manufacturing.
Listen to this propaganda bullshit.
Where is this video from?
Them, maybe.
Who is them? The White House?
Probably. This is probably on taxpayer. If this is on taxpayer dollars, this is something else that needs to be looked into. This propaganda bullshit.
I like the music. Not that this matters. I really like the music they played under Obama. What's this shit they're playing under Trump? It's garbage. The beat, that was
awesome. Three Doors
Down. Oh, yeah. Fuck Three Doors Down. Dude.
Then he retweeted, I think for the second time, the tweet about President Trump would need a magic wand to get 4% GDP, stated President Obama.
Yes.
Not, the president never said that.
Right.
You notice we don't have that clip in the video.
Okay.
He didn't say it.
Right.
Trump just made it up.
Okay.
Then he retweeted the Richard Burr from the Senate saying we haven't found any evidence of collusion.
No collusion.
Then he retweeted something from FEMA. Storm surge is deadly. Then he tweeted, the Wall Street Journal has it wrong. We are under no pressure to make a deal with China. They are under pressure to make a deal with us. Our markets are surging. Theirs are collapsing. We will soon be taking in billions in tariffs and making products at home. If we meet, we meet? Question mark?
What in the fuck? You know, if it's not racist or, you know, if it's not racist,
it's batshit.
Then you don't understand what he's talking about.
He retweeted the U.S. Coast Guard.
Yes.
Two Air Station Miami MH-45 Dolphin helicopter crews fly to Savannah to pre-stage for Hurricane Florence. He says,
right.
Thank you, U.S. Coast Guard.
Right. Thank you.
Then he tweeted, I was just briefed on Hurricane Florence. FEMA, first responders, and law enforcement are supplied and ready. We are with you.
I don't want you with me, Donald, especially if there's not anybody else around and it's dark. I don't know what you're capable of.
He retweeted the National Guard, which said National Guard prepares for Hurricane Florence. Thank you, National Guard. What? So he's literally retweeting these agencies saying, see, we're on top of it. Not like they say, I'm smart.
How often, I want to go back and look, honestly, when was what hurricane happened during Obama? Well, I'm sure there was a fucking hurricane, I don't remember.
Yeah, sure. Sandy was during Obama.
Well,
wasn't
let's see what he tweeted during Sandy.
Was it, or was that during Bush? I can't remember.
I don't know. I wonder if he retweeted, was Obama tweeting a lot during the Hurricane Sandy thing? Was he on Twitter?
Well, he was tweeting about the investigations into him at the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I'm kidding. There were none.
Well, a Secret Service thing.
Then he retweeted Dan Scavino, right-wing dick wrinkle.
Ooh, yes.
Jamie Dimon loves President Trump. If he were to run in 2020, he'd have 0% chance. Trump retweets that.
Right.
So he's got a hard on for Jamie Dimon.
Oh,
now.
Absolutely.
Then he tweeted, the National Weather Service, important note as Florence continues to close in on the Carolina coastline, storm surge is not just an ocean problem tonight. Significant surge is expected to occur in inlets and rivers.
Okay.
He retweeted that.
God.
Then he retweeted, old man yelling at the cloud, Lou Dobbs, who is 100% behind the president, that the evil Democrats are lying about how many people died because of the hurricane.
Why is Lou Dobbs weighing in? Why is Lou Dobbs just sucking Trump's dick?
Because he's lost his mind and he's an ancient old white racist.
Right.
That's
was
why.
Lou Dobbs always this fucking shitty, or was he more low-key about it?
He was more mainstream. He was a CNN guy forever and ever, wasn't he? But he really has just gone batshit over on Fox and with Trump.
Right.
Then John Kerry he went after. You know, John Kerry's out. He's got a new book. And he's out talking on telly. And, of course, they're asking him about what's going on.
Yes.
And he's not saying nice things about the president. So Trump decided to tweet, John Kerry had illegal meetings with the very hostile Iranian regime, which can only serve to undercut our great work to the detriment of the American people. He told them to wait out the Trump administration. Was he registered under the Foreign Agencies Register Act? Bad. If that happened.
Yes.
So what? Fuck you. I seem to remember Team Cunting Treason led by Tom fucking Tehran treason traitor.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Cotton sending a letter to the Iranians saying, don't make this deal with Obama because we're not going to stick to it.
I remember that.
Don't make these deals with this because we're going to wait for a real president to come along.
The wacko Republicans that went over to the Middle East anyway? Was it to Egypt or something? Michelle Bachmann.
Egypt.
Egypt, yeah. They were trying to undermine international policy, right?
Yeah. Then, I don't know what this is. He's trying to help somebody sell a book from Fox and Friends.
Oh, God.
Kayleigh McEnany from Fox.
Donald, you're president. You're president of the United States. You don't have to help anyone sell a book.
Kayleigh McEnany on her Twitter bio says, Christian. GOP national spokesperson.
Right. Perfect. Handmaid's
Tale. So she's not Fox Friends. She's a
Christian.
She's a GOP person. But she tweeted, hopefully you'll check out my friend Dr. Gina's new book. Keep up the great work you do for the Donald Trump movement, Gina.
Oh, my God.
And, oh, you know who this is? This is that book of that idiot who said she's got scientific proof that the president is the smartest president that's ever sat in the Oval Office. She was on Hannity. We didn't even talk about that on the show, but we put it on her Facebook. Dr. Gina Loudon, she's a moron.
She's got proof, though?
Moron. And she said something like, I've got the psychological and scientific data to prove that President Trump is the most stable, smartest, most brilliant person ever to sit in the White House.
Is there an algorithm or something that shows that he's a genius?
She pulls it out of her butthole.
Oh, does she really? Put it on Snapchat.
So that's the book that Kayleigh tweeted, and then Trump retweeted it and said, Gina is great.
Gina wrote a book about how Trump's a genius?
Yes.
And Trump is saying this is a great
He's
book?
He's retweeting it. Of course he is.
Oh, my God. Donald, you look like a douchebag. Even if, let's say there was a chance it were true, that this person could prove scientifically that you were a genius. But you weren't like a big fascist asshole. This would still be a crazy move. This would still look weird.
Well, it's insane.
It's bizarre. It's just so.
Then he retweeted FEMA. Then he retweeted the North Carolina Department of Transportation telling everybody to move to higher ground. Then he retweeted.
God, we know,
the
dickhead.
Virginia Department of Emergency Management telling everybody to go to high ground.
Right.
Then he retweeted the South Carolina Emergency Management Division.
Right.
Same bullshit. Then he retweeted something about flood safety. Then he retweeted.
Doesn't he need to be in charge? Doesn't he need to make sure his guys are like mobilizing assets and getting aid together so when the first responders go in after the storm leaves, they can actually do shit?
Yeah, he doesn't do that. He doesn't do anything. He's just retweeting everything, proving he's working.
Yeah.
And then he retweeted Homeland Security. Then he retweeted the Red Cross. Then he retweeted the National Hurricane Center. Then he retweeted FEMA. Then he retweeted the Health and Human Services. The American Red Cross. Then this one's hilarious.
Yes.
FEMA en Español.
Oh, oui, oui.
Hoy es el último día para desalojar si está en la ruta de Florence. If you're in the route of Florence.
Right.
Escuche a las autoridades. Oh, listen to the local authorities.
Scooch out of the way.
Para órdenes de orders on what to do.
Right.
Si necesita encontrar un refugio. Refugio, if you're looking to find refuge.
Refugio, baby.
Envíe un mensaje de texto. Send a text message con calabra with the word refugio.
Does Trump speak Spanish?
Su código postal and your postcode.
Oh yeah, in your postcode.
But I'm amazed that he allowed this to happen.
That he retweeted that.
Yeah,
it would seem like his followers would be like, "Hey man, you should only retweet in English."
Well, right.
Bitch.
If you're here, you don't speak English. You deserve to drown.
Hey, yeah. What about your ugly, shitty, racist constituents, Trump?
That's gonna piss off his peeps.
It's gonna put a crank in their tank.
Oh, well, here's one of the first reply on Twitter. This is America. We speak English here. If you're smart enough to know you want to live here, you're smart enough and should be grateful enough to learn the language I learned and didn't expect Americans to learn my language so they could warn me to evacuate.
Is that real?
It's a real tweet.
God, dude, imagine you're such a racist. The biggest storm on the planet's just ass fucking North Carolina. And that's your thought. You see like a tweet from FEMA in Spanish. Your first thought is, you know, you should live in this country if you don't speak English. That's mental fucking illness.
Now some of the other replies.
Okay.
Trump is un pendejo.
Now pendejo, what's that mean?
Asshole, moron, right. Stupid dick.
Is it like Konyo or?
Well, and right, this person has a point. Ha 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 ha. Did you tweet in Spanish during Maria? Of all the times he should have tweeted in Spanish.
Yeah. Why are you tweeting in Spanish in North Carolina? Trump de Konyo.
Trump is of cunt?
Yeah, or you know. That's the best I can do.
You know.
Trump le conyo?
Now that even proves to me that he's not even in charge of these retweets or anything. He gave it to somebody. He gave his phone to somebody. He's like, just retweet hurricane stuff all day. Make it look like
Stephen Miller?
Make it look like I'm working.
Right. Ivanka?
And he's probably pissed about this.
Ivanka. Maybe Melania is
Did you retweet
it.
A Spanish one?
Oh, my God. Hey, did you retweet something in Braille?
Oh, and there was a woman they interviewed somewhere. She is undocumented. And said she's going to hide in her house because she's afraid if she goes to a shelter that someone's going to grab her kids and take them away from her.
No.
What a wonderful country we live in.
But you know that ICE is probably doing that, right? They're probably going
to. They wanted to. Remember there was when I've already forgot the name of it, the one that hit Houston, the hurricane, when that was going on. Do you remember there were some Republicans who were saying that ICE should be checking people at the shelters?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got them there. They should be checking citizenship at the shelters.
Is there... how do you even think of that? How do you even put that on your radar that should be a thing you do?
You're evil and heartless and not a human.
Everybody... The thing about humanity is everyone needs to be saved from a storm. Everyone deserves to not drown. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Vaya, primer vez que das RT, retweet. This is the first time you tweeted in Spanish. Bien, that means good.
Right.
I see that bien. This was your people.
Beeps.
Or you.
Yes.
But the people need this information.
Right. So they can go to a shelter and they get detained by ICE. Papers, please. They probably just are looking. They probably are looking for papers of people that are brown. They're probably just checking. It's crazy.
Para de pretender. Stop pretending that Hispanics are important to you.
Yeah.
A ti solo te importas tú. You only care about yourself.
Yes, that's true.
So that's pretty funny. Reading all these responses to the Spanish retweet.
Right.
Then he retweeted FEMA. Then he retweeted National Guard. Then he tweeted himself.
Oh, okay.
Incredible job being done by FEMA first responders, law enforcement, and all. Thank you.
He tweeted that to himself.
He just tweeted it.
Oh, okay.
Out.
Oh, I got you.
Then he retweeted Hurricane Center. Then he retweeted North Carolina Emergency, U.S. Department of Defense.
Perfect.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. All these retweets. Then keep up the good work. Thank you.
Hey, Donald, how do you keep your phone charged all the time? That must be his main concern.
And then we love the Cajun Navy. Thank you.
Right. Well, yeah, they're awesome.
Those guys on those Swamp Runner.
Are they going to North Carolina?
They're there already, rescuing people.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool.
So, just so you know, Trump's on top of it, everybody. He's retweeting,
yes,
even in Mexican.
Oh, wee wee. What a nut. What a fucking nut. I mean, there must be nothing he can... There must be something to the idea that if he's just tweeting, it's less harmful than if he's actually doing something, if he's in the Situation Room.
I guess.
It seems like they're keeping him busy. Like, here's a phone.
Well, but he doesn't want to do anything. So it's not like he's fighting to get down the Situation Room to take
That's
over.
Right.
He doesn't want to do shit.
He
wants people to take care of it, and he wants to take credit for it.
He doesn't want to be president. This is nuts. A guy got elected, a fascist lunatic, who is fucking our country. He doesn't even want to be there.
Remember, he told his dummies that at a Nuremberg rally that it was... it's a lot more work. I worked really, really hard, but this is even harder work.
Well,
remember that?
Well, we've said that a bunch. Like, these executives at these firms, they don't work.
They don't do fuck all.
They don't do shit. They sit in these nice offices. You think they don't have to remember anything?
No, they take meetings.
Yeah, they sit there, they play golf, they get drunk, they rape.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Sky God,
thanks
baby.
Thanks for joining us and all that shit.
Danke.
And buying shit through our Amazon portal. We love you a long time.
Ooh, yes.
Good news?
Okay. With a caveat, surely.
A new poll is out.
Ooh.
Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research.
That's my favorite one for that type of thing.
They asked people... If it is important for a candidate to have strong religious beliefs.
I think what they mean is it's important for a candidate to be white.
Sadly, I mean, the good part is 43% say it's not very important and growing, but there's still 48% who say it's important that a candidate have strong religious beliefs.
But, you know, those could be even evangelical saying, we don't care what his beliefs are as long as he wants to get rid of abortion.
25% of Americans consider it extremely or very important for a candidate to have strong religious beliefs.
Oh, my God. Well, to me, it's extremely... I would love it. I mean, if we had a candidate who said they were an atheist, oh, my God. That'd be fucking great. I'd love that. That would be important to me.
This is terrifying. 19%, one out of five Americans say it is critical for a candidate to have the same religious beliefs as them.
How about this? I think it's critical that my candidate be a fucking atheist. That's critical to me. I want you to believe in zero. Zero.
And also terrifying, 57% of Americans want there to be some religious influence on government policy.
But there is.
Particularly on issues of abortion and LGBTQ rights.
Well, guys, you're in luck because in this country, that exists.
And if you
big
want
time,
if you want religious influence on government policy about LGBTQ rights, that means you don't want them to have rights.
Fuck off to Iran. Fuck off to Afghanistan. That's what they have over there.
Right.
That's not our government. I mean, it's not supposed to be our fucking government.
Trump has enjoyed consistent support from evangelical leaders who have typically backed more conservative candidates. The president hosted evangelical leaders at the White House last month, where he warned them there would be violence if Republicans lose the upcoming midterms.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Not from them. From the Democrats. He somehow thinks that if the Democrats win, they're going to start rounding up all the evangelicals and put them into FEMA camps and stuff.
No, you see, it's different. Because when the Republicans won this last time, there was violence. There was violence on their part. Your little supporters went to Charlottesville without your hoods on, yelled up out a bunch of Nazi bullshit, and then you ran over a protester with a fucking car. So, I mean, that's what you guys do.
So that's a little bit of good news, I guess. That
right.
At least the amount of people who are saying that religion shouldn't be important for a candidate is growing, but sadly, there's still 48%
of people. That's a lot of people
who think
dude.
It's important that a candidate have strong religious beliefs.
And you know, if you ask, if I said to you, why is that important? The answer would be like, I don't know what the answer would be. Where would there be logic in that answer?
Well, right. Do they think it's morality? Because I think we've proven.
Yeah.
That religion has nothing to do with ethics and morality.
Start naming some evangelicals that have a weird morality. Jim Baker. Our president was supported by evangelicals. That Jim Jordan fucknut in Ohio, probably supported by evangelicals. Roy Moore.
There was back to our president.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who is it?
There was a...
Putin?
You know, there was a show, a reality show on MTV.
That's right.
In 2009.
Okay.
It was a one-season show called Girls of Hedzer Hall.
What the fuck is that?
It was a reality show that aimed to reform bad girls into proper ladies.
Oh my God. What the fucking fuck, man?
And this show, I believe, was produced by Donald John Trump.
Holy shit. Really?
In the summer of 2008, Trump, riding high on the renewed success of his Emmy-nominated NBC reality show, The Apprentice.
Right.
Hosted an audition at the Beverly Hills Hotel. 24 attractive women... mostly in their 20s, early 20s, filed into Bungalow 22, Trump's home away from home when visiting L.A., even though he owns a mansion right across the street.
Sure.
And stood in front of a video camera while a casting agent grilled them about drinking habits and sex lives.
Right.
Trump sat glumly on a sofa and watched. Then, towards the end, huddled with the production heads to give his notes. According to several people who were present, not hot enough, he said. We need hotter girls.
So these people had a job on television or whatever you want to call this thing. And then he walked in, looked over the cast, fired everybody because on a whim, he says not hot enough.
The reality series being cast that day was Girls of Hedzer Hall, the first of many failed Trump attempts to build a reality brand not tied to The Apprentice.
Because, Trump, what you don't understand is The Apprentice was successful because you come off like you're a train wreck. You're a gigantic asshole. And people just like to see, for some reason, gigantic assholes be gigantic assholes. They love that.
Because... we are a lot of generic, gigantic assholes in this country.
Right, that's true.
Many involved in the making of it It is, for many, it is a lingering source of embarrassment and even trauma. One former contestant says, the worst experience of my life.
We elected a guy that produced a television show that people were on it, and they said it was the worst experience of my life.
It aired for only 1 8-episode season on MTV in 2009.
He couldn't keep a reality show on MTV. You've seen the shows on MTV. I'm not trying to be a total dickhead, but 16 and counting, where the fuck that? No, that's the Sweet 16 show where 16-year-olds get cars for their
horrific,
fucking birthday. I'm 16. I'm pregnant.
The concept has Trump's fingerprints all over it. A dozen bad girls from all over America. One a self-described nymphomaniac, another blackout drunk, another gutter mouth, were shipped to a finishing school outside London, outfitted in skimpy schoolgirl uniforms and lectured by a stern headmistress on how to behave like proper English ladies.
Why are they all women?
Well, exactly.
Why are they all women?
Trump explained the show to reporters in 2007.
Yes.
We're all sick and tired of the glamorization of these out-of-control young women.
Oh, my God.
So I've taken it upon myself to do something about it. I'm creating a real-life version of My Fair Lady with my company, Trump Productions. The idea is genius, and the show will be huge.
Flag on the field. He's never seen My Fair Lady. He's never seen that musical. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. That's crazy. What about Miss Teen USA then? What about that? I'm just saying, like, he doesn't like how women are portrayed in the media or something. But you do Miss Teen USA, which I don't know, man, or Miss Teen Universe. I never saw that show. What was that like? I mean, it's a bunch of teenagers running around in bikinis and shit.
December 2006, the inklings of the show started shortly after reigning Miss Universe Tara Conner tested positive for cocaine and got caught kissing Miss Teen USA at a Manhattan nightclub. Miss Universe making out with Miss Teen USA. Making headlines across the country, Trump publicly forgave Conner for her transgressions and announced that, contrary to the rumors in the tabloids, she would not be dethroned. I've always been a believer in second chances, Trump said.
Were they both adults?
Yeah.
Well, who gives a fuck? Who fucking cares? It's two women making out.
But they have those morals clauses and those ridiculous...
In a Donald Trump thing?
Remember... Oh, my God. Vanessa Williams got her crown removed because somebody found some pictures of her doing some softcore lesbian photo shoot from years prior.
Oh, yeah. That's so stupid.
Some British TV reality dude saw that and said when Trump forgave Tara Conner, the story arc of forgiveness seemed very much in line with an idea for a show.
Why is Trump forgiving someone who made... Oh, God. This is nuts.
Looking back, it was not a very well-constructed show.
Yes.
Over the course of the episodes, the girls became better behaved and more boring.
What the fuck? Yeah, I mean, this is archaic. It really is. What is the goal of the show? Do you want women in burkas by the end?
For a while, it looked like Fox might pick up the show at that time titled Lady or a Tramp.
You got to be shitting me. This is 2009.
This is 9 years ago.
Not 1950.
Not 1959.
Was Eisenhower president? This is insane. This makes me think, dude, like sometimes I would never do this if I was in charge. But do we need to outlaw reality television? Maybe Trump's
involvement in the Girls of Hedzer Hall seems to have been limited. In fact, his biggest note appears to have been the one he gave at the casting.
Oh, God.
We kept telling him the girls needed to look real and have personality, that you couldn't have a bunch of models staring into the camera like in a Robert Palmer music video. But I don't think he got it.
Right.
So they were casting personalities, and Trump was like, not hot enough.
Oh, God, Donald.
Not hot enough.
See... Who said that? Was that Rick Wilson? everything Trump touches dies.
Yeah. The girls were cast, blah, blah, blah. They went to Hedzer House, the ancestral home of the mother of King George III, where they were taught to walk with books on their heads and introduced to English delicacies like spotted dick.
But like in My Fair Lady, Henry Hill, what's the fucking female lead in My Fair Lady? Eliza Doolittle.
Hepburn?
Eliza
Audrey Hepburn?
Henry Hill in, it's not Henry Hill. Henry Hill is...
Henry Higgins?
Henry Higgins.
Just you wait. Henry Higgins, just you wait.
Henry Hill was the guy in Goodfellas that testified.
Yes, Henry Hill was a real live
mobster. Fuck my point! Fuck it! I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that Henry Higgins and Eliza Doolittle, throughout the course of the show, they both gained a better understanding of one another and fell in love, I think. That's not what happens in this dumbass reality show where Trump is just shaming women because I don't know what. God.
Contestant Jen Marden, then a New York City club hopper, described in the show's press materials as the snobby bitch.
Who would think this is good? Who would think this would work?
Well, this is like that. This is like a real, almost like a real life version of that script we wrote making fun of this shit. Remember how we wrote?
Oh, yeah,
fake reality show.
Right.
Supermodel contest.
Yeah.
Screenplay movie.
Right.
That almost got bought. Remember that?
Oh, yes, I do. Right.
By Bigfoot Productions.
Oh, yes.
But we had all those. We were making fun of those. The fact that they stereotype the girls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Remember the one girl's like, I'm supposed to be the smart one, they say, shit like that. This is what it is. She says it was a horrible, horrible experience.
Did she get paid?
Probably not, but not much. They barely fed us. I guess they thought it made better TV if we were hungry and cranky. They washed our uniforms maybe once the whole time I was there.
Oh,
and
my
one
God.
Night they had a cocktail party. I got into an altercation with one of the guests. He was claiming to be English royalty, but I'm pretty sure he was an actor. He grabbed my chest and wouldn't let go.
Oh, my God.
I told the producers that night I wanted to go home, and they said, well, that's going to be hard. We have your passport.
We elected this guy president, the dude that's in charge of this shit.
I finally got out. After we went on a pheasant hunt, I passed out from dehydration and malnutrition. That's when they realized I might be a liability to them.
What? Why?
So I got sent home.
Why? Okay, this is what the show's about. We're going to teach women how to walk with books on their heads for some fucking reason. And then we're done with that. Everybody gets guns. We're going to go shoot birds to death. What the fuck? Well, who watches this? What demographic is this supposed to appeal to? I want to see some hot chicks in school uniforms. I want to see them shoot birds to death. What the fuck? God, Donald, you're wacko.
So everything Trump touches dies.
Seems
not
like
had enough.
The one thing he's good at was the Miss Universe successful when he did that. Was that a successful venture for him?
You know, they're kind of dying. It's kind of a stupid investment, right? Who would invest in beauty pageants right now?
And the only reason he's in all this trouble, I mean, is it true? It is true that he ran for president because he wanted to improve the ratings or get a better deal with The Apprentice or something like that.
Yes.
And then he ended up losing his job because he said a bunch of racist, stupid fucking shit on the campaign trail. And then Arnold took it.
Yes.
Wow. Donald. This seems like a tremendous failure. And now you're going to go to jail, you idiot.
The stories were that he thought he'd be able to negotiate a higher salary for The Apprentice if he came in second or third for the president of the United States.
And this guy is negotiating with North Korea. And this guy is having meetings with Putin. And this guy is having meetings with NATO. The guy who fucked up his television show. His shitty fucking television show. He just could have gone on and done another season of his television show without running for president.
Yeah.
And now he's running the fucking planet. This is bullshit. Holy fuck. This should be Les Mis up in this bitch.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Yeah, have a good weekend. We live in a nut house. Our world is nuts.
I'm just going to read a couple of these headlines. That's all we need.
Okay.
Ex-priest arrested on child sex crime charges.
Of course.
After two victims come forward.
Of course.
The second headline. The Diocese of Buffalo, New York.
It's Catholic.
Of Buffalo, New York, lied about how many priests have been accused of abuse.
Of course he did. God.
Back in March, the Diocese of Buffalo released 42 priests, the names of 42 priests who were alleged sexual abusers.
42,
the
dude.
List was made up of men who were, quote, removed from ministry, retired, or left ministry after allegations of sexual abuse of a minor.
Okay, to put it in perspective, how many 42 is, think of like 42 lines in a spreadsheet and how long it takes to scroll through 42 lines in a spreadsheet. I mean, that's a lot of fucking people. That's crazy. This guy was hiding 42 child abusers. Okay.
That version of the list was the one that the bishop released to the public.
Oh, my God.
Bishop Richard Malone.
Why does this story sound like a, but wait, there's more. Well, have some is. Steak knives.
The original list, however, has 106 priests, some of whom are still working in the diocese.
Hey, Catholic Church, good fucking job. Nice work, y'all.
The complete list, however.
Okay.
Contains 324 names.
Who's not fucking kids in the Catholic Church?
Because it also includes deacons, lay employees, and even nuns.
Nuns! Nuns? Nuns.
I'm just saying.
I think it would be easier to get a list from the diocese of people in the church that don't fuck kids. Why are these... Isn't there... You know when, like, okay, so, like, you know how the Trump Foundation, they're going, like, RICO on their ass or some shit like that?
Yes.
Why can't, this is a conspiracy to cover up a bunch of crimes. Why can't you RICO the fucking Catholic Church? Why can't you get them on RICO charges? It's a conspiracy to cover up child abusers.
I agree.
Why aren't we doing that? This is nuts. 300. God damn.
Germany?
Okay. Nicked.
A leaked report commissioned by the Catholic Church itself.
More Catholic
in
shit.
In Germany.
Are you kidding me?
Has revealed that more than 3,600 children have been abused by priests in Germany in the last 70 years or so. 3,600.
Damn.
And you know.
There's more.
That's a lowball. And they even say that they're sure that that's probably a low estimate.
Why not, in the name of all these victims, why don't we go attack the Vatican? Why don't we occupy the Vatican?
According to the report, 1,670-ish clergymen in Germany committed some form of sex attack.
How many?
1,670. How many priests are there? I mean, isn't
honestly,
that like...
you can't be that many!
Isn't that like... all of them? I mean,
how many,
seriously, what number?
I don't know.
How many priests are running around Germany
right
now?
How many Catholic churches are there in Germany? I mean,
well, a bunch, but
more than 1,600? I'm just saying, you're right. How?
These are large numbers.
Why wouldn't we attack the Vatican? I'm serious. I don't mean to sound like Alex Jones, but fuck it. A lot of Catholic fucking priests are raping children. What are we doing about it? This is nuts. Fuck that Pope. Meditation, whatever the fuck he said. Eat a dick, dumbass. God. This fucking show's supposed to be, you know, I'm trying to make it a little funny, but, you know, I don't know.
How do you spend kids getting fucked?
I don't know. And if you're listening to this show and you're Catholic, are you going to church on Sunday and throwing money in the plate? For what?
You gotta pay those legal bills.
God, quit going. Quit going to the Catholic Church. It's all bullshit anyway. Oh my God, it's ridiculous. Go to the Vatican, you attack the Vatican, you steal all the bullshit gold and trinkets that's in the basement, and you give it to these victims. What would be wrong with that?
I was trying to find the number of priests in Germany, but it's not. It's not.
I mean, because God, you just said 1,600. I mean, damn, dude. In that one in New York or whatever you just said, the one in America, it was how many? 300?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York.
Yes.
300. Well, how many fucking priests could there possibly be in the beautiful, snowy, cold metropolis of fucking Buffalo? God. How do you take your kids to Catholic Church and not don't let them out of your fucking sight?
About 13,000 priests in Germany. So 10%, no, more than that.
10% are raping children.
Yeah.
10% of the priests in Germany are doing fucked up shit to kids.
Yes.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck you Catholic Church. And you got all your political agenda with the fucking anti-gay shit and the anti-women, anti-abortion stuff. Oh, my God. Suck a dick. Quit raping kids.
And it's the same thing. Covering it all up, shuffling priests around.
Do you feel bad? Do you think these guys feel bad about that? They're facilitating. What do you think these priests, when you take a priest that diddles kids and you put him somewhere else, what do you think he's going to do there? He's going to diddle kids.
One would think that might happen again. Yeah.
All of a sudden, when you give him a fresh start, you think he's going to turn over a new leaf? Yeah. I hate religion. It's garbage.
I'm not a big fan right now. Not that I have been.
Yeah. By the way, atheists, worse than child molesters and terrorists, of course. Oh, yes, of course.
I've got a story here from the sovereign state of Arizona.
Eat my dick! Ooh!
This one got me all angry again.
Arizona, man, you know, you guys need to fucking figure it out.
State Superintendent of Education,
yes,
in Arizona, Diane Douglas.
Diane.
Commissioned the reason that this panel was commissioned is odd.
Okay.
But they get together and they put together the curriculum and shit like that. They talk about what they're gonna be teaching, the teaching standards.
Right.
But Superintendent Diane Douglas decided to commission a panel,
okay,
to check on one topic alone. After they had settled it, she put together a panel to say, well, we should look into teaching this.
Right.
And of course, it's evolution.
Oh, God, guys. Look into teaching evolution.
Right. The Phoenix New Times is reporting that on the 8-member special working group at the Arizona Department of Education,
okay,
that was to complete a final review of the draft evolution teaching standards. Of the eight, one of the people appointed by this superintendent,
okay,
who BT dubs the superintendent Diane Douglas,
Diane,
believes that creationism should be taught right alongside evolution.
Blah.
Public schools.
Okay, can I understand this real quick? So this is how to teach evolution. This is a curriculum on how to teach it.
They get together and they science changes, science learns, science updates
based on evidence.
So they get
like
together
that.
And they say, "Hey, this is what we're going to teach and how we're getting what the standards should be this year." But that had been decided,
right?
Apparently, she didn't like what she saw, so she commissioned a special panel to look only at evolution, and
nothing else.
No reason why. No good reason.
Maybe she was worried they aren't teaching enough science in evolution. <They're
not>. Well, they're not. We have court cases, Supreme Court cases that say you do not teach the controversy. We don't teach intelligent design. We're not going to. It's not going
to
happen.
It's not science. And that's what this person wants to do, right? They want to find a place for creationism and all that garbage.
So to this panel, she appointed a man by the name of Joseph Kiesel.
Kiesel.
K-E-Z-E-L-E. Kazel? Kazel?
Kazel.
Kiesel,
go fuck yourself.
Who is the president of the Arizona Origin Science Association.
Okay.
Who should be jailed for using the word science in any of his titles.
Okay. Yeah. You shouldn't be allowed that word, dickhead.
This guy makes creationist videos, teaches biology at a Christian school in Phoenix.
God, that must be easy.
He was put on this panel.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would you put a guy that doesn't buy into evolution on a panel of people trying to figure out how you're going to teach it?
He teaches biology at Arizona Christian University in Phoenix, advocates teaching his version of, quote, established real science.
What a fucking lunatic. Why is he the guy that knows best?
He has said that evolution is a false explanation for life and should be taught. But the students should learn it so they can learn how to defend against it.
That is... You know, I had a hard time in school in science and math, but sometimes I think if I went to one of these bullshit Christian universities, it might be easier. It might be easier to understand biology if you strip the science out of it.
They say it's not like he can even claim expertise in the area. He earned his bachelor's in Russian
before he
went to medical school.
Okay.
It says those aren't the credentials of an evolutionary biologist, much less a researcher with any credibility in the field.
He speaks Russian. He's a Russian guy. He does Russian linguistics or something. What is he doing in the biology department?
In a Christian school.
Yeah.
Christian nutbag school.
Right.
He said, I'm not saying to put the Bible into the classroom, although the real science will confirm the Bible. students can draw their own conclusions when they see the real science that actually...
You know what I don't understand, dude? If you're into science and biology and shit like that, aren't you... like interested in, in science.
He argues that the scientific evidence supports his creationist ideas, including claims that the Earth is only 6,000 years old and that dinosaurs were on board Noah's Ark.
Oh, yeah. You believe in the Flintstones, right? Fred Flintstone rode a brontosaurus to work and I operated a stegosaurus forklift or some shit like that. God. Fuck, man.
I saw a quote in a different story about this that he said it's the same bullshit that Ken Ham comes out with. Well, you know, they took young dinosaurs. Of course, they didn't have a big giant brontosaur on the ark. What are you, silly? What are you, stupid? That would be against science. You can't fit a brontosaur on an ark. What are you, dumb? They took baby dinosaurs.
Oh, did you not see Jurassic Park? In Jurassic Park. Even the baby dinosaurs are dangerous. A juvenile raptor is just as dangerous as an adult, right?
Well, we're talking about size.
Oh, okay.
You know, they don't care about the danger.
Yeah, but a raptor will fuck you up, dude.
They have lions and tigers and bears all night.
Right, right. This is...
two of each.
This is nuts.
And,
but really, though, the...
And, of course, there was no problems with genetic diversity later on.
Why? Right. Why would you want to go to a...
They think that every single line of animals are from inbreds.
That's crazy.
Every single line of animals is from two.
Meaning they believe in the Noah's Ark thing.
Yeah, these
like
people.
Everything went on a boat during a flood.
So if two lions fuck, two lions fuck, the only way to keep the species alive is to have a boy and a girl, which are brother and sister.
What I don't fucking understand is that if you are going
to... Who then have to fuck?
Right. Oh, man. An elephant's like, I got to go fuck my sister. Oh, shit. I'm stuck on this boat. If you really want to study biology, you want to go to college and study science and shit like that, why would you want to have anything to do with this type of bullshit? Because you're passionate about science and how it works and research.
Well, and if
why do you want to layer
I've said
this
it a million
shit?
Times, if anywhere in your process of forming a hypothesis and looking at the evidence and testing and retesting and relooking at the evidence,
yes.
If anywhere in there you drop a filter that says, does this fit the Bible? You are not doing fucking science anymore. Not remotely.
And if it were real, let's just say, let's all take LSD and say the Mormon thing like they say it existed, you know? Let's just say if you talked to, there were rocks talking, actually talking to John Smith. Wouldn't you want to know the science behind that?
Now, he said adolescent dinosaurs were present on Noah's Ark because adult dinosaurs would have been too big. Now, in this guy's defense...
Okay.
The rest of the people on the panel.
Yes.
Non-lunatics.
Right.
The other seven.
Okay.
Said that he was very nice.
Oh.
They didn't feel like he was trying to foist any kind of creationism. Right. He did raise some alternative scientific explanations. But one guy said, I never got the impression he was really arguing for the inclusion of creationism. I think he's pretty aware of the court rulings that religion will not be taught in science class.
How did Noah and all his inbred kids wrangle?
Exactly. Adam and Eve. We're the products of incest and inbreeding twice.
But how did they?
Adam and Eve.
Yeah. How did they get the juvenile dinosaurs on the goddamn boat? Because in Jurassic Park, they have a hard time wrangling those dinosaurs, and they have all kinds of technology.
And they said that he was a valued member of the working group. His contributions were much appreciated. I don't think any of his shit got into the, I don't think any creationism made it into the final.
Oh, okay.
Well, they can't because it can't.
Right.
Because it can't.
It can't.
But then when they asked, well, where did this guy come from in the first place? The Department of Education or the group that put him in there, they were like, well, you know, he's a biologist. And then they said,
he's a biologist.
We didn't know that he was a creationist. This is something you might look into if you're putting someone on a panel.
Because you can look this guy up and see he's nuts.
You can Google him. And
right.
he runs a group that pushes this bullshit.
You had a guy that said teenage dinosaurs were on the ark because the adults were too fucking big.
I mean, he's a moron and a loony and a fraud.
Of course.
And a non-scientist. But apparently he didn't try to push his shit too much. But shame on this asshole superintendent who put him there. Diane Douglas. Fortunately, she lost her primary. She got primaried out.
God, Diane, do you not read or?
They said he was selected because he was a biology professor. They were completely unaware that he was a creationist when they selected him.
Bullshit. I don't even believe that. How would you not know?
Well, right.
That's a lie.
And if it's a panel of scientists and science educators and they can't do the basic research and Google a guy to see who's going to join them on their panel?
What do the other scientists think when they're on the panel and they're like, hey, did you see what's-his-face is on here? The teenage dinosaur guy.
Right. I would have walked.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't want to deal with teenage dinosaur guy. He's nuts.
Yeah, keep your god off my lawn.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
We got a
child rapist
hell
shit.
Out. Well, this is just in every denomination,
right?
Catholics do not teach young Earth creation.
They don't. Okay. Well, you guys got other issues.
Catholics teach evolution as they're sticking their finger in your holes.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. Oh, shit. Eastern. Gotta go. Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is radarcomedy.com.
Follow the Very Funny Passion Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody.
TTFN.
An anomalous.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.